News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
We've been talking about it all morning, but more than a quarter of primary school children and over a third of secondary school children have engaged with AI chatbots. This is according to figures published today in CyberSafe Kids. And joining us to discuss this is the CEO of CyberSafe Kids, Alex Cooney. Good morning to you, Alex. Tell us why we should be concerned about this and remind maybe people out there, like parents, for example, who maybe aren't ahead of this curve, what exactly a chatbot is.
Yeah, so this is based on our survey of over 9,000 kids. So it's a sizable sample from children across Ireland. And what we found is substantial growth in children talking to AI-powered chatbots. So really big increase on last year's figures, which just shows how pervasive they are these days. And these are essentially, I mean, parents have probably used themselves, like ChatGPT would be considered one. They're increasingly embedded in popular apps like WhatsApp. So you now have the Meta's AI embedded there. You have My AI embedded into Snapchat. And these are essentially bots that you can ask anything and can generate content, can generate responses. And they are trained to sound quite human and warm and encouraging and engaging. And sometimes that crosses the line into kind of more nefarious responses.
Yeah. So they're trained to respond to anything. So you can ask them things like personal questions, sort of like, why does no one like me? You know, if you're a 12-year-old boy and lonely in school, you can ask questions like that and they will generate a response.
Absolutely. Yeah, they will. They're designed to be encouraging and friendly, and that can be problematic. So aside from our report, there was a report a few months ago from Internet Matters in the UK, which found that a quarter of vulnerable children that they surveyed saw that these bots as a friend, a genuine friend, would rather talk to them than a human. So obviously there are concerns there. At the end of the day, they're not human. They are an AI-powered bot.
And many children would be vulnerable, I presume, to you know, in talking to these chatbots and sort of perceiving them as a human. But there was something extremely sad in this research that said children were saying things like, well, I like to talk to them because I have no one else to talk to. There's something terribly sad about someone in that position in their childhood.
Yeah, really vulnerable. And, you know, it's what they need is proper support and advice and ideally going to a trusted adult to talk about these things. You know, these are not trained psychotherapists. They're not trained to provide that important support at a vulnerable time. So they're trained for engagement and for profit. And so it is very stark when you see these findings. There was an awful case just published last week that a family taking a case against ChatGPT in the US because they believe that ChatGPT encouraged their son to take his own life. That the bot it's mentioned the word suicide six times more than the boy himself. And really, it had started out fairly innocently. It was just homework searches. He was 16. He was just putting in queries around homework. And it escalated into something far more serious very quickly.
Because, of course, bots have no tact, have no nuance, have no context. And as you say, they're not human. Is this a reflection, do you think, Alex, that things like age verification, etc., are simply failing?
I think we're just being so slow to regulate, and we haven't got child rights and child safety at the center of these designs. You know, it's very disappointing to hear some of these companies say, oh, we're going to put in the safeguards now, or we're going to strengthen our safeguards. This should all have been done at the design stage. If something is going to be used by children in any kind of quantity, then it needs a rigorous safety standards in place. And what we're seeing is this stuff is just being rolled out overnight without the proper checks and balances, with a bit of small print that says, well, maybe inappropriate or inaccurate information. And that is not good enough for children. So we need far more stringent checks. We do have an EU AI Act now, but it was not designed or built itself with child protection in mind. So it's far more focused on protecting innovation. So that in itself is again, not going far enough. And if you think of the physical world, we have so much that we have designed for children. You know, you think of playgrounds and schools and public places, and there's a real responsibility and accountability and standards. And that is just not being replicated online. And there are real consequences to that.
And obviously, I'm sure you're, as you said, would be keen on seeing better and more stringent regulation of these online sites that have this AI chatbot facility that children are accessing. But we live in strange times, Alex, and we know that the Donald Trump administration, for example, is pushing back on regulation of the tech sector, considering it to be the censoring of American companies.
Absolutely. And threatening tariffs. If Europe tries to regulate, it's an incredibly disappointing situation. And what we need is actually more protections for children. The regulations that we have, and we do have more regulations today than we had a year ago or 2 years ago, but it just is not going far enough. It's not specific enough. How do you, a lot of it's guidelines as opposed to obligations. So then you fall into problems with enforcement. You know, it doesn't say you must do these things. It says you should prioritize it, you know, that kind of language. So it's simply, that's what we have. And then you've got, you know, President Trump saying, well, you mustn't be doing this at all. So it is a very difficult landscape. But I suppose organizations like ours are here to try and uphold children's rights in these digital environments. And we're saying it's not enough.
And can I just ask you lastly, for parents listening in who feel utterly sort of defeated by all of this, what advice do you have?
Yeah, so look, conversations remain vital. Those regular, everyday conversations with your kids about what they're seeing and doing online, having some really simple and clear rules in the household that you all follow. So things like, you know, device-free zones. So for example, bedrooms, we'd really strongly advise keeping all smart devices out of the bedrooms for kids in particular, but it's easier if everybody is following that pattern. Conversations, rules, information is power. So, you know, looking up, so if your child wants to be on Snapchat, look it up, get advice, you know, make a decision around whether or not it's right for your child. And if you decide yes, then, you know, there's simple things that you can do just to try and make it a little safer. You know, check in with your kids as much as possible.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is the CEO of CyberSafe Kids, Alex Cooney. And if you have been affected by any of the issues discussed in that item, you can contact the Samaritans on 116 123 or Pieta House on 1-800-247-247. Still to come this morning here on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.